A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Marlins Park, the Fish continued their first of two season-long 10-game homestands. It was their second of three against the Angels. Vance Worley versus J.C. Ramirez. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins had a chance for back-to-back victories over the Angels to start this three-game weekend series, but they come up short today. Our final score, the Angels 5, Miami 2. This series now all even, at a victory aside. The Angels wasted no time jumping on the Marlins starter Vance Worley in the bottom of the first this afternoon. After Worley got the first two men, Maben on a fly ball to center, Simmons on a fly ball near the wall and left, he went after Mike Trout.
Here's the 2-2. Trout swings, drives a ball deep to left. This is long gone. Up over the Clevelander, up near the Budweiser Bowtie Bar onto the concourse. A long home run to give the Angels a 1-0 lead. Number 16 for Trout, RBI number 35. He really got into that.
Trout now leads the major leagues in home runs, one more than Bryce Harper and Aaron Judge. That long ball to the left of the Budweiser Bowtie Bar, 443 feet according to StatCast. The Angels are off and running. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Marlins got that run back, though, in the bottom of the first with two outs and nobody on. Christian Yelich singled against J.C. Ramirez. Marcell Ozuna then hit a ground ball to the right of the second baseman, Nolan Fontana. Fontana tried to get the force out at second base on Yelich. His feed wasn't in time. Yelich was able to beat the play at second base. Anderson Simmons, the shortstop, who took the flip from the second baseman, then fired to first base trying to get Ozuna, but his throw sailed past Albert Pujols, went out of play. And after the umpires finally got together and talked things over, Yelich was awarded the plate, rightfully so. He was at second base safely before the ball left the hands of Simmons. He threw the ball out of play, so Yelich gets two bases. He gets home plate in that instance, and we were all tied at one at the end of one. Stayed 1-1 into the third inning with one out. Cameron Maben tripled to right field. Angels had the go-ahead man 90 feet away for Anderton Simmons. 2-0 to Simmons is a bouncer to the shortstop. Going to score the run. Charged by Riddle. He'll throw to first for the out, but in from third base. Maben, it's 2-1 Anaheim here in the third. It would stay 2-1 into the fifth inning. Marlins had a golden opportunity against J.C. Ramirez. In that fifth, J.T. Realmuto walked with one out. Christian Colon had an infield single, putting men at first and second. Then a fly ball to center by pinch hitter Derek Dietrich accounted for out number two in the inning. But when D. Gordon reached safely on an infield hit, the Marlins had the bases loaded with two outs in the fifth inning. They had Realmuto at third base. They had Colon at second. They had Gordon at first. They had Stanton coming up with a chance to maybe turn this game around. But Martin Maldonado, the Angels catcher, picked D. Gordon off of first base, ending the inning. The original call on the field was that Gordon had gotten back safely in the pickoff attempt, but the Angels challenged, and when they went to the review, the folks at the command center in New York saw that it was the foot of Albert Pujols, the first baseman, that kept the foot of D. Gordon off the bag. He tagged him out, so D. Gordon picked off in a critical spot, ending the fifth inning. Marlins had the bases loaded, Stanton at the plate, down a run, but Gordon picked off, and that threat was by the boards. It would stay a 2-1 game into the eighth inning. Vance Worley left after five innings of two-hit, two-run ball, left for a pinch hitter in the sixth inning. Didn't walk anybody, struck out a couple. Actually left for a pinch hitter in the fifth inning. He allowed a home run. He hit a batter, 63 pitches, 40 strikes. For the most part, Worley was very good here this afternoon, but the Marlins decided to send Dietrich to the plate with two on and one out in the fifth down a run and took Worley out of the game. On the other side, J.C. Ramirez allowed just that one unearned run in the first inning on seven hits over seven innings of work. He walked one, struck out three, done after 95 pitches, 62 strikes. Marlins bullpen tried to keep this a 2-1 game. Brian Ellington and Harlan Garcia combined on a scoreless sixth inning. David Phelps came on after Garcia walked to Cole Calhoun to begin the seventh. He retired three straight. So this game went to the eighth. Still the Angels protecting just a one-run lead at 2-1. Kyle Bearclaw came on for the Marlins, and just as we were talking about his control problems, he walked the leadoff man Cameron Maben. Maben then stole second base. Anderton Simmons walked, putting two on with nobody out. Mike Trout delivered an infield single to load the bases. With the infield in, Albert Pujols hit a screaming liner to the shortstop. diving to his right, JT Real made a great play. He flipped to third base where they thought they had maybe doubled Cameron Maben off the bag. He was called safe. Marlins challenged the call. The call was confirmed that Maben was in there. So the bases were still loaded for the Angels with one out in that eighth inning for Luis Valbuena. 0-1 to Luis Valbuena, looped out toward right center. Stanton Yelich coming on, and they can't get it. It's down for a hit. Maben's going to score, and right on his heels, Simmons scores. It's 4-1 Angels. Maben held up. Simmons was running all the way. He was literally 3 feet behind Maben as they sprinted down that third baseline toward the plate. A two-run single for Valbuena, and just like that, it's a three-run game now, 4-1 Angels. Big add-on runs for L.A. In the bottom of the eighth, Jose Alvarez came out of the bullpen. A couple of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 inning. So it was 4-1 Angels into the ninth. Brad Ziegler, who had gotten out of the eighth inning, stayed out there to start the ninth. He got the first two men. He struck out Nolan Fontana, got pinch hitter Ben Revere on a one unassisted putout. Cameron Maben then singled. He stole second, went to third when Realmuto's throw sailed into center field in E2. And up by 3 runs at that point, the Angels had man at third with 2 outs for Andrelton Simmons.
Here's a 3-1 pitch and a swing and a fly ball well tagged. Going back, Ozuna, it's over his head and it bangs off the wall. Home to score is Maben. And down to second with a double is Andrelton Simmons. His 10th double of the year. His second RBI of the afternoon. He's got 20 on the season now. And it's now a 5-1 lead for the Angels.
There was no save in it, but Angels closer Bud Norris came on for the bottom of the ninth, up by 4. He struck out Christian Yelich, who went 1-for-4 in this ball game after he was 3-for-3 last night. With one out, the bases empty, Norris went after Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's the 1-2, and Ozuna hits a ball in the air down the right field line toward the wall and racing over and up against the wall, and it is on top of the wall and out of here. A home run for Marcell Ozuna to get one of those runs back. It's a 5-2 game.
But that's as close as the Marlins would get. Justin Bour grounded to shortstop. He went 0-for-4 today. JT Realmuto walked with 2 outs, but JT Riddle then lined to left, and this one belongs to the Angels. 5-2 the final score for the Angels. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 8 men left on base. For the Marlins, 2 runs, 8 hits, and an error. They strand 5. J.C. Ramirez, the winning pitcher, 5-3. Vance Worley, the loser, 0-2. Time of the game was 3 hours, 3 minutes in front of 19,366 at Marlins Park on this Saturday afternoon. The Angels 26-26 with the victory, now 11-18 on the road. Marlins fall to 17-30. They are 7-15 in 22 games here at Marlins Park.
Marlins fall in Game 2, the rubber match. Cover your way this afternoon at 1:10. At Marlins Park. So the Marlins now 17-30 this season. The Angels back to .500 at 26-26. On the mound for the Marlins this afternoon, Jose Ureña, 2-2 with 3.08 ERA this season. He's been very, very good for the Marlins. As for the Angels, Matt Shoemaker takes the mound. He's 4-2 with 3.97 ERA. It's 1:10 first pitch at Marlins Park. We'll be on the air at 12:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Marlins Radio Network.